From self-imposed exile in London, the Russian business mogul Boris Berezovsky has made a stunning claim. He says Russian security police were behind a series of bombings that killed more than 300 people in Moscow and other Russian cities in 1999. At the time, the Russian government blamed Chechen rebels. The Chechens have denied responsibility. Now Berezovsky says he has proof that the bombings were in fact masterminded by the security police known as the FSB. NPR's Lawrence Sheet reports from Moscow.
In September of 1999, rescue workers sawed and chopped through a mountain of debris. It was all that was left of an 8-story Moscow apartment building, one of 3 explosions in the Russian capital. Slava Mikhov lost his daughter, grandson, and son-in-law here. Every day, he visits the tiny memorial to the victims. Slava's bitter that none of the culprits have been prosecuted. And Slava expresses skepticism about the official version of events that Chechen rebels planted the bombs.
If I knew who did it, I'd strangle them with my own hands. It's all a political game. It was all done before the elections. Someone had to make an image for themselves, and they made it.
As shocking as it may seem, Slava Mikhov is not alone in voicing such conspiracy theories. Russian tycoon Boris Berezovsky says he has proof the bombings were carried out by Russian intelligence agents. He says he will soon lay out the evidence in a documentary to be released in London. According to Berezovsky, the bombings were carried out to stir up hatred of Chechens and launch a new war against the separatist province. Berezovsky says the ultimate aim was to rally support around former President Boris Yeltsin's hand-picked successor, the current Kremlin leader, Vladimir Putin.
All of these explosions were the work of the Russian special services. I have proof that the authorities organized these bombings, and I challenge them to refute my evidence. The government in Russia these days is not only sinful, it's criminal.
Berezovsky's documentary is expected to dwell on a murky incident in the city of Ryazan in September of 1999. It was in Ryazan that FSB officials, after tips from local residents, announced another bombing had been prevented. A day later, however, the head of Russia's anti-terror unit said it had just been a drill to test the readiness of Russia's security forces. But journalist Masha Lipman says Berezovsky's documentary must have more than circumstantial evidence. She says the public is deeply mistrustful of Berezovsky, who became a billionaire during Russia's corrupt privatization of state enterprises in the 1990s.
I don't think it proves anything. I don't think FSB today should be concerned about the possible effect of this movie in Russia. People hate Berezovsky here. The rating of FSB is way higher than Berezovsky's own rating, not to mention the president's.
Another Moscow journalist, Stanislav Kucher, believes the documentary is part of a personal vendetta Berezovsky is waging against Putin. Berezovsky feels betrayed by Putin for pushing him out of a government post and the media business.
In what Berezovsky is doing now, I see his, bitter disappointment in the fact that he no longer can influence the development of this country.
And Kucher says Berezovsky's desire for influence knows no bounds.
He was absolutely sure that had he not been Jewish, he would make president. And of course, he would say that with bitter regret.
Kucher remembers Berezovsky from when he worked at the tycoon's former TV network. The station backed Putin's run for the presidency, and Kucher says Berezovsky expected to be rewarded, not shoved aside. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.